Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Football Fig Nuts Podcast. This is Season 7, Episode 31. If you counted all of them for some weird reason, this is the 306th episode. I'm Craig.
And my name is Britt.
Britt is back, everybody. Britt hasn't been on this podcast since February, right? Maybe?
After a hiatus for personal reasons. Everybody's fine. That's what everybody says when they have, like, major surgery or they
lose
a toe.
Jail.
No one went to jail that we're allowed to say. Gag orders are real. But yeah, no, my wife and I have moved. The life has been crazy busy. So I entrusted the podcast to the capable hands of Craig and our team. And I am very proud and very happy to be back. You guys did a fantastic job of my absence. Thank you so much for that. And I will plan on being here as much as I can going forward. I'm just grateful we have a team that can fill in when we need them.
Yeah, it was very helpful.
It was
very helpful.
And tonight we're recording this live. It's literally minutes until the NFL draft.
Yes.
Actually, okay, I'm watching the draft feed on my computer.
Yep.
And I've also got the draft tracker up because we're also on Twitch at the moment.
Yep.
And the draft tracker tells me that the Bears are on the clock. And my feed is still showing a commercial for before the draft starts.
Well, you know, it's fitting because the Bears are pretty much going to act like Sean right now. And they are literally going to take the entire time of the clock to make this pick. And it's probably going to be the wrong pick.
I had this conversation with my wife today. I'm like, listen, you're not a big sports person and you don't like football. But here's what's happened. Here's what happens. And the moment I said that, she said, let me guess, they take all the way down to like a minute. And I was like, yes. And well, you know, somebody might call with a last minute trade offer. Yes, they might. How many times has that happened? Like twice in the last 20 years?
I think so, yeah.
Like the Eli Manning deal?
Yep.
But you know, I'm getting ahead of ourselves. You know, I've been gone so long, I don't even understand how we work around here anymore.
I don't either.
But the first thing we always do is talk about our drinks. And Craig, what are you drinking tonight?
So tonight, for the first time in a while on this podcast, because I didn't have beer the last few weeks, I have a beer. I've not had this beer before, that at least this year. Maybe I had it last year. I don't remember. I have Baby Leprechaun.
Oh, from Fat Orange the Cat. Baby Kin line.
Yes. This is a
good
session
beer.
IPA. So it's probably going to be an acquired thing since, you know, sessions are an acquired taste. But hey, we're going to give it a try as I put it back.
Well, you like sessions?
I do.
I've seen you drink sessions before.
I do. As I put it back in the brewmate thing that you got me. All right. Here we go.
Nice. Okay, yeah. I'm about 4 minutes behind the actual TV telecast, which is okay.
So on mine, because I have it on, what do you call it? Pluto TV. It hasn't started yet. They're just showing people inside Detroit.
Yeah, they just did a whole flyover, and now they're showing the College game day desk on my end. But, okay, so my beer, because I am drinking tonight as well, is from Hoofhearted Brewing, which is part of the 12% brewing collaborative here in North Haven, Connecticut. The name of this beer is the Dukes of Ripstick.
Oh, it's an interesting name.
And I'm afraid of it because the type of beer on it is a super party pale ale.
Okay, I don't know what
that means. That's not a real type of beer.
No, they just made that up. Well, a pale ale is a real thing. But
but a super party pale ale is something I've never heard of, so here we go. Okay, this could be really, really terrible.
It might be.
And this was in our 12. This was in our box from their 12 beers of Christmas, Jerry. So.
Yep. And
I can't even describe this.
Do you
it's
like
lighter.
It?
I don't know. It's lighter.
Okay.
It's almost tropical tasting.
Is it? But it's not juicy at all, right?
It is. It's deceptively juicy. Holy crap. Marvin Harrison Jr. looks like his dad.
Yeah. If I was him, I would not want to play for the Cardinals. Sorry.
So this being a draft episode and much more laid back, honestly, that's probably the only part of our normal format we're going to follow tonight.
Probably.
Because it's my first night back and I don't know Jack. This is tonight. This is where my season starts. People are always like, why don't you do draft coverage? Yeah. Because I'm not a draft guy.
Yeah. You know,
my expertise is in fantasy.
Yeah, it's like when teachers end school, like in, you know, in June, and they don't do anything mm-hmm. until late August. That's kind of what Britt's going through right now.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Until these guys are on a team and there's a situation involved, my work doesn't really begin. Well, you could sit there, you know, this guy might go there, this guy might go somewhere else. Like the New York Giants are supposedly, there's all this talk now. So let's just run down really quickly. We've got the Bears into the Commanders, into the Patriots, into the Cardinals, right?
Right.
The top four picks we're pretty confident in. After that, it's the Chargers, which is always a shit show.
Who traded everyone away, so...
One mock draft I read today actually read for the Chargers pick, they will trade out of this spot because they always do. Like, they haven't had a first-round pick in, like, 4 years.
I mean, like, who are the Titans going to pick? Like, this,
well, that's the
like
thing.
5, 6, and 7, I don't know how those are going to go.
That's where the fun begins, because supposedly the Giants want the same quarterback that the Vikings want, and the Vikings are watching. Oh, look at that. Oh. You can actually stream. You got to have NFL Plus.
Oh.
I'm looking at this. I'm trying to look at... No, I don't want that. I want that.
Well, I mean, while we're waiting for the draft, we can answer Cinch's question that he sent us.
Yeah, so Cinch had a question for us. Go ahead and send us Cinch's question.
Should there be a draft lottery in the NFL? The bye week before the Super Bowl? Every team that didn't make the playoffs is in the lottery. You can get cute and say the more wins you have give you a better chance to win the lottery. Reverse from the regular lottery.
I don't like it personally.
No, but, that sounds like a basketball thing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think it really works for the NFL. But that's
agreed.
That's
I'm not big on it. The guy I'm thinking of that's going to throw this, we were just talking about the 5, 6, 7 position before that.
Yep.
The New York Giants have supposedly been chatting up this quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, from Michigan.
Isn't that who, didn't somebody else want him?
The Vikings want him.
Oh, that's right, the Vikings. I was thinking of the Patriots.
The Vikings are at 11, and supposedly, if the Giants don't take him, the Vikings are reportedly already in discussion with the Titans to move up.
Can you imagine, how upset Sean would be. Let's hypothetically say the Titans offer the Bears their because the Vikings have 2 first round picks. The Vikings offer them their 11th pick and their 23rd pick to move up to 1. I think Sean would wake up, because right now Sean is in Europe, so he's 6 hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
Sean is
living in the future.
He would wake up and just randomly start screaming.
Holy shit, it's 2 a.m. right now in France.
It is.
Is he up watching this?
I don't know. Probably not. He's probably all drunk on wine and cheese.
And tampon zones.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I've seen the pre-show now. They're doing some sort of thing with the commissioner. I don't know. That's fine.
They're
okay.
Still talking.
The Vikings need to be a player in the quarterback discussion, right? But there's 4 guys. If you think about it, you've got the guys at the top of the board. You got Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May.
Yep.
You got those guys instantly. And then there's a drop off to where everyone is supposed to be fighting for JJ McCarthy. And I think that's the end of good quarterbacks in this round. And you know what? I don't really like this beer.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm going to drink it.
The commissioner is standing at the podium.
All right. Yeah. All right. I'm about 30 seconds behind you.
And Eminem is next to him because they're in Detroit.
You know, 20 years ago, it would have been Kid Rock. But then he went crazy and closed and it was like, I'm Detroit for life. And then closed all of the businesses he opened in Detroit. He had like 6 restaurants in Detroit.
Did he?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. He closed all his shit. Oh, look at all the people excited to see Kid Rock. That's not Kid Rock. Sorry. Eminem. Oh, my God. The commissioner is the least smooth person on earth. He just stuck his hand out a mile wide to get a slap from Eminem. And Eminem's just standing there like, yeah, dude, I'm here for Detroit. Everybody else can F off. Oh, my God. The commissioner. This dude will do anything to not get booed at this event.
Yes.
Can we just take a moment to talk about that?
He'll still get booed.
Do you remember the Dallas year?
Yes. look who it is.
Who is it?
The great one.
Eminem?
No, the great Lions player. You'll see
him. You are definitely ahead of me.
You'll see him
momentarily. All I've seen... Jared Goff? Oh, is that Amon Ross? That's Amon Ross St. Brown, ain't it? I don't know what it looks like without a helmet.
He's coming. You'll see him.
All right. You are definitely way ahead of me then. Who the hell is that? I don't know any of these guys by sight. We're waiting on one more, aren't we? Oh, there's Barry. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So you're a good 30 seconds ahead of me right now on the feed. All right. Barry Sanders. I can't think of another person on earth who could have done what he did and just been like, guys, I'm sorry. I just don't got it anymore. And retired and still be as beloved in Detroit as he is.
That's true.
So while we're waiting for the Bears, that's Aiden Hutchinson and Calvin Johnson. Okay, that's who I didn't recognize was Calvin Johnson. All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
3 years ago, I said Detroit was a team on the rise.
Yep.
2 years ago, I said they're going to the playoffs, and then they brought in Jared Goff, and I went, oh, shit. And last year, they actually proved me right on the first part.
They did.
Is this finally the year Detroit breaks through? Is 2024 the year to fear Detroit?
I hope so, because I really was rooting for Detroit last year. They're like the Bengals of the NFC. they need to be good for a change, you know. And I think they have the team to do it, you know, as long as everything works out correctly.
The only original franchise to never play in the Super Bowl.
It's crazy.
Well, they won the NFL. They won the NFL championship in like 1936. Okay, that was pre Super. This team has never played in a Super Bowl.
Nope.
Never.
When did they? I don't remember what year did they merge. It was the 60s, wasn't it?
Oh, when the AFL and the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, the first couple years of the Super Bowl, they played against each other as like a thing, right? And then they merged in like the fourth or fifth year of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. Yeah, it would have been in the 60s. Because I remember the AFL and the NFL were still separate when, when Namath won Super Bowl IV. Because that was big news, because no one ever took the AFL seriously. All right, I'm showing Chicago on the clock, but the clock is not running. Now it is.
Yep.
Oh, God damn it. Hiccups. The first night back.
Oh, there you go. Then you're back into it. Perfect.
What does your clock timer say?
Mine says 9:04.
Oh, holy shit. You're a whole 40 seconds ahead of me.
I'm watching this on Pluto TV, of all things.
And it's faster than... On what channel on Pluto? The NFL channel?
Yep.
I'm going to switch to Pluto. Screw this. Pluto TV is a fantastic service. Just going to say it.
I love Pluto TV. My only problem with Pluto TV, and I know it's just how they have to do it, their ads are random. There's no, like... kind of subtlety into their ads. They're just, you're in the middle of this like scene, like you're watching Star Wars and you're in the trench run and you're watching Luke, and all of a sudden, do you need a new car? Check out a Honda.
All right, my computer is waking out. Yeah, the ads are a little random.
But other than that,
I love that there's an MST3K channel.
There's a Star Trek
channel. People who know me well know I love my MST3K.
That's right.
And you know I love my riff tracks. So Bears on the clock. They're talking about people who have come there. What's his name? Swift is there now. See, I don't think they lost Donta Foreman and they lost Justin Fields. I don't consider those major losses.
And Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, I'm still not. There is such a thing as addition by subtraction. So all right. So this is not a mystery pick, right?
It's the
We're
Bears.
We're pretty confident.
I swear to God, if this goes down to 18 seconds and they're like, the Chicago Bears have traded the first round pick, I won't be shocked. I will not be shocked.
We're pretty
I will laugh.
Confident who they're going to take here, right? I mean...
In theory, yes, but...
I mean, everybody is predicting. Every mock draft
says everyone thought the Jets were going to take Warren Sapp, and they didn't.
Yeah.
So...
yeah. Well, that's right. Keenan Allen is now a Charger. DeAndre Swift, Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen is no longer the best wide receiver in the AFC West.
That
just saying.
That is a true statement.
The debate has ended. And there's just no question left here. So the Bears did a smart thing, by the way, because now they're talking about the picks the Bears have in this draft. They have two picks tonight, and then they don't pick again until round three, which means round three doesn't happen until like Sunday, right? They can go and they can go get some barbecue, maybe catch a show.
Yeah, they have a lot of time.
They got some time. Well, they added Gerald Everett. That's an interesting ad. Gerald Everett may not be the best player out there. A lot of people have. And he may not be the best ad, but his veteran presence at a tight end position. I mean,
true.
You need blocking.
True. The Bears have never had a quarterback throw for 4,000 plus yards. The end.
Never.
Ever. Period.
The pick is in.
Oh,
NFL.com says the pick is in.
Oh my God.
So now we get to see who went. And yeah, if you're tuning into our podcast, you're like, what the hell is this pace? We're just chilling tonight, guys.
It would be so funny if they don't take, what's his face here?
They're going to take Mims from UCLA, the tackle.
I'm just saying.
There's a lot of tackles in this draft.
That's good, because that's a very important position.
Yes, we need tackles.
I'm just saying the Jets should draft Kool-Aid. They have Kool-Aid.
It's a great name.
They have Kool-Aid and Sauce as their cornerbacks. That would be amazing. The marketing writes itself.
What was the other guy we were talking about? What was his name? Duncan Steele?
I think so, yeah.
I was just like, that guy's an action star right there. Right there. Caleb Williams does go to the Chicago Bears. So we will here take a moment just to mourn the passing of Caleb Williams' career. I don't know a lot about college. I don't watch a lot of college.
I can't really talk
about this guy.
His team was not super. So it's kind of hard to judge
him. And
yet
he's the number one overall pick.
He was good, but his team as a whole was not the best college team, I thought anyway. So
I'm looking at NFL.com right now. His strengths include forced to keep his team in games with high-end production and did so. Okay, so he's a battler. Better consistency projected with pro targets who separate. Rapid-fire transition from fake to throw on RPOs. Twitchy release helps generate heat on drive throws. Okay, so who else do we know who has an odd twitchy release but throws the ball a million miles an hour? This guy sounds like Patrick Mahomes.
On paper, yes.
On paper. On paper. But his weaknesses. He's averse to playing throw and catch football on schedule. Ooh, so he let... Again, like Patrick Mahomes. Are they seriously looking at this guy and say he's the next Patrick? I mean, is that what they're seeing?
I think that's what they're hoping for. But honestly, after what the Bears... what happened to Justin Fields? I don't know, like, if this is gonna work. I hope it works, but I don't know if it's gonna work.
And I think I'm looking at it, and they're saying one of the problems with this kid is that he gets sticky eyed, which in the NFL is just spells INT to safeties, right?
Yeah.
If you just sit there and you stare at a guy over and over and over again for a prolonged progression, it means a pick.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize that about safeties or like linebackers. Like, you know how quarterbacks have to read the field, you know, have to read everyone, but cornerbacks or safeties are very good at reading quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So, and some of them are extremely good at it. So he might have some issues if that's his weak spot.
All right, so I'm just seeing him walk through the warm room right now. Can I just point out that I am so pleased they've actually changed the warm room the last couple years? Instead of like this banquet style table thing, it's comfy couches.
Yep. Yep.
Some of you are going to be sitting there for the next hour and a half to 2 hours. Why?
At least.
Not because you're being drafted outside the top 10, but because the first 10 picks are going to take 2 hours. So yep. Be comfortable. I also love the fact that they did this outdoors. I love the fact that this is just kind of like out in the middle of fucking Detroit.
That is cool. That is cool.
So will Sean be happy with this pick?
I think so. I mean, he was assuming that this was going to be the pick, so I guess he will be. He's all right. Wait a
Where's
minute.
Number 13.
Why is really? The NFL why is the NFL Draft Center using the term home run hitter? This is
because that's what he likes. He likes the big play.
But this is football. This is not baseball.
Fair. But the more they describe this guy, the more he sounds like an unpolished Mahomes. He likes to scramble. He likes to create. He likes to go for the big play. I think they look at him and they see Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they see. And I think there's still, well, the ownership, because the people who were around when Mahomes got drafted aren't there anymore. I think the ownership of the Bears is like, oh, we should have had Mahomes. So we'll draft this dude.
Puts the Commanders on the clock. The Commanders lost pretty much their entire quarterback core.
But they have Marcus Mariota now.
Yeah. They lost Sam Howell and Jacoby Brissett, and they brought in Marcus Mariota. Remember what I said about addition by subtraction? This ain't it.
Sam Howell wasn't terrible.
That's what I mean.
I mean, he got them the playoffs.
Sam Howell wasn't what they wanted him to
playoffs,
be.
Not playoffs, but the wins.
Right. They weren't. He didn't turn out to be what they wanted him to be, but that doesn't make him a bad player in and of itself. Your entire organization is on fire. You can't blame the bathroom door because the entire office is on fire.
Exactly.
You know, I always refrain from talking about work on this, but I have a great work example and I will refrain from using it. But just pieces are pieces. No one player in my, and please, if you're in the Twitch chat right now, or you're watching, you're listening to this later, message us. You know how to reach us, fignutsdfs@gmail.com. But to the best of my knowledge, no one player has ever led a team to a Super Bowl win with no pieces around him.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single time it's ever. Well, Tom Brady brought Gronk into it with him, with a guy with an offense that worked exactly around Brady's thoughts.
Yep, and then I'm just going to make Cinch mad. He had a kicker, and he had a defense.
and a Washington Commanders pick is in. And, oh, by the way, those two wide receivers that were there when he got there were Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. So, no, Tom Brady did not win. He was the last piece of the puzzle. They needed him to get there, but he himself did not win it by himself. And I think most real football fans recognize that. So if you thought Sam Howell was going to elevate to this like elite quarterback status and win games for you by himself and make Washington the contender by himself, well, Jalen Hurts had one of the most experienced offensive lines in the history of football. The end.
They did. They did. And his first playoff game was absolutely terrible. So,
and it was terrible. But offensive lines are a piece of the puzzle.
Yes. If you have no one to block for you, then that's a problem.
That offensive line was so good that they could literally get the ball to the one and score every time.
Yeah, they were stupidly good. That, like, now with Kelsey leaving or retiring, like, I think his backup has been there for like 2 or 3 years. So we'll see. But that's a huge loss.
Can you blame him? Can you blame Jason Kelsey?
No, he can't walk.
His knees are... All right, we have the pick in.
Uh oh.
Jaden Daniels is going to the Washington Commanders. That's all I got.
The end. He's another quarterback from LSU.
Yep. That's all I got. I'm seeing the coverage of the Washington fan singular at the draft seems to be excited.
Let's see some of his strengths. He's a full field reader with good rhythm through his progressions. Willing to plant
Terry McLaurin like that.
Plant his flag. Whoa, and attack defenses from the pocket. Has he seen the Washington offensive line? I don't think that's going to be a thing. Has made footwork. Has made footwork as a passer a priority during his career. Weakness: below average push and placement on deep throws. Will drop his eyes in the pocket to scan for exits. That's gonna be key there. Lack of zip creates
danger.
Say
that one more time.
Will drop his eyes in the pocket to scan for exits.
And what did we just say about how safeties and cornerbacks read?
Yep.
So if I'm a safety, all I'm doing is I'm back there and I'm reading his eyes and I see that telltale sign and I am screaming to my team and I'm rushing straight towards him.
Yep, exactly.
So go on.
Exactly. Lack of zip creates danger for him outside the numbers. slender frame will lead to durability concerns. Oh, dear. Well.
You play for Detroit, son. You're going to get hit a lot. I'm sorry, not Detroit. Washington. You're going to hit a lot. Like, a lot.
More than a little.
All right, you know what? I'm going to open my phone. I'm going to open my phone, and I'm going to go to DraftKings. I have no money in this account right now,
Cinch,
but I'm going to go look
Cinch
anyway.
Just sent in the group chat. Cinch just sent a text or from Twitter. I'm not saying X. God damn it.
I refuse to say X.
Haven't seen Bears fans this excited since they took Justin Fields 3 years ago.
He's not wrong. Justin Fields was the savior.
Oh God. It's funny because
oh my God,
true.
I haven't placed a bet in so long. I have to log back in. Can I make me do? Or is this actually you? Use this authentication code. March 28th was the last time I actually looked at DraftKings. All right, I want to look at team futures.
Wow. Jaden Daniels, 40 TD passes last year. Second most behind Bo Nix.
Okay, they're not offering any futures on... Okay. I was looking to see if there was a futures on number of times sacked. Because whatever it is for the Washington Commanders, I want to take the over.
They are comparing Daniels to Robert Griffin III.
Which is a problem, because he went to Washington and he stunk too.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the best combination.
We tell this story all the time on this pod. My bachelor weekend in Atlantic City, our friend bet against the Washington, then Redskins. By the way, we have Patriots pick in. Bet against the Redskins across all bets. And then RG3 got hurt and he threw a fit. Because they brought in the backup that he knew was more capable, a guy named Kirk Cousins. And they won that game. He was counting on RG3 being so bad that Washington would lose that game. So, when you said, oh, he's the next RG3, that's a problem.
Wasn't there a Washington fan like trying to console him, being like, hey, don't worry.
Yes. Yes. He got up. When RG3 didn't get up, we were in a sports bar in Atlantic City. He got up and started screaming, get up, get up. And a guy in a Washington jersey went, it's okay, our backup is really good. And our buddy looked at him and went, I know, that's the problem. All right, Patriot pick is in. We're just waiting for it to come live. So, yeah, I mean, I hope the best for the kid, but Washington is just one of those teams that's just not been in the right direction for so long. I got to see something to make me think they're going to make a difference.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Now, Patriot, Cinch wanted that Derek May kid, right?
I don't know why, because that Mac Jones dude is so good that he... Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, my God. Don't. He will pick up a phone right now, somehow hear this live, because I know he just watched Twitch and call and yell at us.
No, he just yelled out of his truck.
He's not working at 8:30.
Oh, no, I mean when he hears this later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He'll scream at us from the truck. We love you, Cinch. Okay, so I'm still waiting. It says pick is in. I still don't have an update.
Nope.
I did hear some interesting chatter today about the New England Patriots organization since Belichick has left.
Oh, yeah?
Surprisingly positive.
Oh.
Like, it turns out, like, this Patriot way that Belichick, like, ran things, like, only 10% of the players actually, like, bought into. Most of them did it because they had to. And once they started not winning, they were less inclined to do the things he wanted to do.
Yeah, I can see that. It's Drake May. Is that who Cinch
it is? It's Drake May? Okay, I need to go get another beer. I have one more beer in the fridge. But before we go over, I just want to put this out there, and I'll let Craig put his thoughts out there. North Carolina is not a great football school.
No, LSU. I think basketball of North Carolina.
Yes, LSU and USC are great football schools. So you pick this kid. This kid's got weird clouds hanging over him. He's made comments in the past that have been kind of, eh. Which, okay, everybody makes mistakes, but it speaks to maturity when you're on a national stage and you say stupid stuff about your opponent. I hope for the best here, but I'm going to need to see this kid have a good season. But he's draftable in Dynasty.
There you go.
That's it.
That's there it. You go. He kind
and I'll be right back. Tell us what you think.
That's true. I'm looking at the picture that the NFL used. He kind of looks like a whiter Mac Jones. I'm just saying, just throwing it out there. Let's see his next gen stats from the NFL. He's listed as an 88, which I guess technically is good. So, I'm trying to see if there's anything else about this dude. Let's see some strengths. 2 years of starting experience. Okay. Ball comes out of his hand with a tight spiral. Good. Unquestionable arm talent to connect from challenging angles.
All right. I'm back.
Hello. Quick pocket climber with discipline to continue searching for targets. All right. Mobility to slide free of pocket traffic and toughness to get needed yards. Okay. Couple weaknesses. Can get uncomfortable when initial reads aren't clear and clean. Oh, dear.
Oh, God. So he doesn't think on his feet.
16 career interceptions were mostly earned with poor decisions or throws. Oh, dear.
Poor decisions, huh?
Insufficient throwing motion creates inconsistency and accuracy. Oh, my. Receivers had to chase too many intermediate throws into the turf. Oh, no.
The NFL channel is comparing him to Jordan Love.
No.
And Cinch is going to hear this, and he's going to be like, you guys are crucifying him without ever giving him a chance.
I am just reading what the NFL has listed about him.
I feel like he's going to have to, and I'm not saying he won't be good. I'm saying he's going to have to show me something. I'm willing to, but.
No, I'm just going to say, because you mentioned Jordan Love, that even though the relationship didn't really, I guess, work out, Jordan Love is behind Aaron Rodgers. Now, we take the football player Aaron Rodgers, just that part of him. You know, Jordan Love had him to learn from and watch him for, 3 years? Mm-hmm. So, and these three dudes who were just drafted, there's no, like, they are all expected to start. There's no one,
these
like...
these guys are going to be first-year starters.
There's no one like, hey... Is Jacoby Brissett still in... Did he's back in Washington?
No, Jacoby Brissett left Washington to go back to New England.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so Drake May has someone to talk to. But Jaden Daniels and Clay Williams don't really.
And that was actually the conversation that was on the Guru this morning on NFL, Serious NFL Fantasy Football Mornings, was they can baby him for 4 to 6 games behind Jacoby Brissett before they put him out there.
Yep.
Oh, we have the pick-in for the Arizona Cardinals. This is going to be Marvin Harrison, right?
Probably. And if I was Marvin Harrison, I'd be really annoyed right now.
So back to Drake May really quick before we move on to whoever Arizona just killed the career of.
Yep.
The problem is, so every situation, every time you have this, what happens is you lose your first 4 games with this veteran starter like Jacoby Brissett, and the chants begin. And it is Marvin Harrison Jr. going to Arizona. You get these chants. We want Drake. We want Drake. Starts happening. And you're a new coach in a new place. And you need to spark your team because you're 0-3 or 0-4. And you start looking for that opportunity to do it. And sometimes it works. And sometimes it's a shit show. Yeah. I worry that's going to be a shit show.
Yeah.
Like, hold on a second. I'm going to look. Do we have schedules up yet?
I don't know. Could you, listen to everyone who is a Kyler Murray fan? He is not the future of the Cardinals. I'm sorry. He's not.
Agreed.
I think everyone can agree with that at this point. After his questionable work ethic, quote-unquote, Call of Duty, his knee injury, if I was the number one receiver in this draft, going to Arizona is very questionable, especially with the Chargers having the next pick right after this. Can you imagine Marvin Harrison on the Chargers instead of the Cardinals? That's an instant upgrade for everyone.
I'm gonna say something somewhat controversial from a fantasy standpoint. Like, I can already hear Cinch getting very angry at me. I'm starting to question Justin Herbert's ability to take this team somewhere. He's great for fantasy stats. He's Bob Essensa. There it is. And I'll explain that in a second. I'm starting to question his ability to actually win football games. Who's Bob Esensa? He was a goalie for the Winnipeg Jets in the 90s. And when I first, my very first league of playing fantasy hockey, I did a whole bunch of analysis. And the Winnipeg Jets were terrible. But Bob Esensa was facing 50 shots a game and only allowing 2.5 goals per game, which in the fantasy system is really good.
Right.
So I drafted him and I used him and he was fantastic for me that year. There are some guys who put up stats who just are never going to win games. And I'm starting to feel that way about Herbert.
Yeah.
This might be the year I actually trade him to Ascension Dynasty.
So Marvin Harrison Jr.'s tuxedo is sparkly. But the other good thing is, is he just walking like that or is he really limping?
No, I think it's just him.
Okay. Couldn't tell. Couldn't really tell.
My Pluto just bugged out again, so I put on the hat, but I haven't seen him walk since. All right, the Patriots, the schedules aren't out, but the Patriots, they're going to want this guy to make his home debut in a game they can win.
Okay.
So I'm looking at their home opponents.
All right.
They host the Bills. No. They host the Texans. No. Colts. No. Chargers. No. Rams. No. Dolphins. No. The Jets.
Maybe.
And the Seahawks.
Yeah.
If they have him open on the road, it's going to be before they come home to play the Jets or the Seahawks.
Yeah.
He gets one game under his belt. They're 0-6. He runs out on the field in Gillette Stadium against the Jets, and the place goes nuts. Just saying, I can see it.
It could happen.
So you don't like this Harrison Jr.
I don't for him because of the team. Like, What has Kyler Murray done to prove that he's going to make Marvin Harrison Jr. relevant in fantasy? Anything? No. I can't answer that
in a way that contracts you, no.
I can't even tell you who the Cardinals' backup is. Like, who is their backup quarterback? Because we all know is Kyler going to finish the season? What are the odds of that? Would I give him like 40% chance?
Has he ever finished a full season?
That's a good question. That is it.
All right, depth chart. Desmond Ritter?
He knows how to play quarterback.
Desmond Ritter is there?
Yeah, the Falcons sent him there for like a cheese sandwich.
He had one season.
Yes. Yes, he did.
I'm sorry, no, he was there in 2022 as well, but he only played in four games. Wait a minute. I go away for 2 months. And the Atlanta Falcons trade the guy that they said was going to be the future to freaking Arizona?
Yes. For a three-cheese sandwich. A three-cheese sandwich.
What? Atlanta Falcons.
They're picking.
Chart.
They're up in three picks.
Oh, that's right. They signed Kirk.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. All right. So here we go. Chargers. On the clock, Derek May has, Drake May, I keep calling him Derek. Drake May has made his way out into the crowd so that he has proof that he was relevant at some point. He's got a selfie stick. I'm going to say something that's probably going to get us in trouble.
Sure.
Walking out into a crowd like this with a selfie stick is the most white guy thing ever. Like, you just scream to the world, I am not hip.
Oh, what was your second beer?
Oh, I'm drinking a Baby Kittens.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
I had every intention of stopping and getting beer tonight and then got sidetracked because we stopped to get... I got sidetracked because I had to stop at the old apartment. We have until May 9th to get out of there, so we have plenty of time. I stopped because I realized when I set up the streaming/recording station that I had completely forgotten the webcam
and
my headphones.
Oh, those two things are important for your stream.
And unfortunately, my headphones died. One of the ear pads broke clear off of it. And it was a beautiful Corsair headset. We have to pick in from the Chargers. But it was over 2 years old. So I'm just... And now that I have this fantastic Yeti Blue mic that I love, I don't need like a headset with a mic. So I'm just going to go with like a wireless headset that's got decent sound quality.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Get like a $30 headset because I go through them like crazy. I do like the Corsair products, I'll say that, but I don't need something that does that much. So okay, Chargers pick is in. What do you think here?
I don't don't know. They got rid of everyone. I'm gonna guess. I say the other receiver. That's what's his name? Nabbers. I don't know how to pronounce it. Listen, people, I'm terrible with people's names. So.
Oh, Malik Nabbers?
Yes.
It might be Nabbers. I read that as Nabbers. Well, they did lose the best wide receiver in the AFC West.
They did. That they did. So.
Giants are on the clock. This is where all hell breaks loose, folks.
Yeah.
This is where the Giants either end somebody and end a wide receiver's career or pick up the guy they want to draw. They want to replace. what's his fuss with? Oh, God. Why am I drawing a blank on his name? Quarterback.
Daniel Jones. Danny Dimes.
Daniel Jones. Thank you. Ironically enough, this J.J. McCarthy guy that they're looking at, I listened to Adam Kaplan this morning on Guru, and he was like, he's like Jones 2.0.
Is that...
So you're basically saying our last administration could not pick a decent quarterback, so we're going to repeat their mistake. Okay, see, that's much cooler. They gave a selfie stick to Marvin Harrison Jr., and he looks much cooler. Okay, Drake May is just a weirdo. All right, the pick is Joe Alt, offensive tackle from Notre Dame.
He was the best tackle on the board.
He was. So,
it's
interesting to me. Let's go with you first. What do you like here? What do you think?
It's not terrible. I mean, to me, that's saying that Harbaugh has his he likes the team the way it is. I was really expecting them to take the receiver. So
okay, so I'm gonna go a different way with it.
Yep.
I think this says to me, this is Harbaugh saying this is a long term rebuild. They lost Eckler. Right now, as we sit here right now on the 25th of February in 2024, their starting running back is Gus Edwards.
Yes.
Well, Gus Edwards, what happens if you get hurt?
They have Dobbins.
That's where I was going with this. Gus Edwards gets hurt. They get JK, I play four games a year, Dobbins.
Yes.
Okay, JK Dobbins and Gus Edwards are both dead. Don't worry. We have Isaiah. I have never been a starter spiller.
Yes.
Their wide receiver core is so thin right now that according to ESPN's depth chart, they're a three wideout set and they only have four wideouts on the roster.
Yeah, maybe Harbaugh is just assuming next year is going to be bad.
That's what I'm thinking. This is a play for 2025, not for 2024. We're going to be bad again next year. We're going to get a massive skill position player, a running back or wide receiver, and we're going to use that with Joe Alt to get us where we want to go, which a la is exactly what the Kansas City Chiefs tried to do when they grabbed Eric Fisher over a decade ago. They went big on the offensive line, and they thought in the next couple years, that's when we'll go get people like Larry Johnson.
Makes sense.
It's not crazy, but you're sacrificing this year. This, to me, is a punt. We are punting the current year. We are going to look at next year.
Yeah.
And we're going to look at next year as improving, and then we're going to look at ourselves as a Super Bowl team in 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have to do that because it just takes that long to get the pieces you need.
We have a pick in for the New York Giants. We're flying here, folks.
Oh, dear God.
How are we doing on time?
Like, we're at 50 minutes.
Oh, my God. We're doing great. We're doing great. We're going to get through a couple more picks here. The Giants pick is in. The Titans are on the clock. And the Minnesota Vikings are biting their fingernails right now. The Giants need help big time on the defensive side of the ball. They have average to below average pieces across the board on the offensive side. But there are people who strongly believe that Daniel Jones is on his way out and that they are going to pick a successor tonight. Craig, what do you like here before the pick becomes official?
I think the Giants they have to punt several times.
I would trade this pick. You need defensive help, and you're going to find that in rounds 2 through 4.
Yeah.
I would trade down here and because you know the Vikings want this J.J. McCarthy guy, and you know they're scared as ash you're going to take him. Because you're the last problem. Titans aren't drafting a quarterback. The Falcons just signed Cousins. The Bears just drafted a quarterback. The Jets might draft a backup quarterback, but they don't like McCarthy. And then that puts you on the clock. The only person you're worried about right now are the New York Giants.
No, that's true. That's true. Well, my screen says the pick is in for the Giants.
Yes, I have that as well on NFL.com. My Pluto is bugging out. It's probably because I'm streaming on Discord and streaming Pluto at the same time.
Highly likely.
while my wife is watching murder shows in the living room. There's a lot going, but man, the internet here is amazing.
Well, that's good.
Like, prime time, I'm getting 400. There it 400. Is.
They have taken Malik Neighbors.
Okay, so they do go with the wide receiver. Ugh. I feel bad for this kid just because Daniel Jones is not going to be able to get him the ball. And this isn't...
Hey, you were a Daniel Jones truther for a long time.
I was, and I just have to come to the terms with the fact that I was wrong. I was wrong. How does this help your team? You've got Darius Slayton, Wandale Robinson, Jalen Hyatt, Isaiah McKenzie, Isaiah Hodgkins.
Excuse me, sir. Slayton is holding out for more money. So
you still have like 8 guys at this position. Isaiah Hodgkins is your 5th man down, and he's not terrible.
Yeah.
Isaiah McKenzie's on your bench, and he was a starter in Buffalo.
That's true.
I'm not saying your wide receiver core is amazing, but it's not where you need to focus.
Nope.
You need help on the defensive side of the ball, and you're not getting it here. You should have traded down.
I agree. You could have got a lot for that pick.
And now the Titans are on the clock.
The Titans are going to take another quarterback, so they have 4.
They've got Will Levis, Mason Rudolph, and Malik Willis. I don't think they go there. They signed Tony Pollard to replace the exiting Derrick Henry. Wide receiver-wise, they've got Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley right now is putting 2-1 odds that he gets suspended this season. DeAndre Hopkins and Treylon Burks is there.
I heard Burks. He's all right.
The fact that they went out and got Ridley and Hopkins is a warning shot across the bow.
Yeah, but I think Hopkins is aging out, so I don't know how much longer he's going to be around.
He is, but the message I take from this is they're telling Burks it's time or it's time to go. Like, Burks needs to produce this year or he is going to be gone.
You know, the Giants did also sign Drew Lock, so maybe all right, that's moving on. Something.
Moving on. It's something. It ain't worth any money. But that is something. The Titans need help on the offensive line. The Titans defense needs help. Like, their entire defensive line is questionable. They did bring in L'Jarius Sneed. Good luck with that. I don't know. I don't know what to say about the Titans. I understand why they would trade down here. I definitely just go by their starters, assuming everyone's going to be healthy. Will Levis, okay, we got to see more Will Levis, but Tony Pollard, Calvin Ridley, DeAndre Hopkins, Treylon Burks, your skill positions on the offensive side of the ball are fine. Your offensive line needs help, and your defensive side needs a quality upgrade is really what it needs. So you can't, like, who's best available at this point? Because literally, I'm looking at, who was it? This is Bucky Brooks. Remember Bucky Brooks?
Oh, there's a name. I haven't heard that in a long time.
He's an NFL analyst right now. He has been absolutely right on all 6 picks in order.
Oh, really?
So far. I've had his mock draft up the entire time. He says they go after Talisi Fuaga. Talisi Fuaga, who's an offensive tackle, which would make sense. The Vikings aren't trading up now. They're not trading up now.
There's
the end.
There's one more, like, top-tier receiver, and then it's Brock Bowers, is a tight end. There's a few edge rushers, and then it's, like, tackles and defensive tackles.
The pick is in, by the way. We're waiting on it right now. Rome Odunze. Okay, I got to...
That was the other receiver.
Yeah, that's... No. That's not the pick.
Oh.
I was just going to say, the other receiver you're thinking of is Rome Odunze.
Oh, yes.
Ever since Tua Tagovailoa, I have stopped trying to learn names until after they're drafted.
That's fair.
So you're sitting there saying to yourself, you dumbass, it's not Rome Odunze, it's Rome Odunze. Okay, you're right, I'm wrong, and I'm fine with that, because I don't care until I actually have to talk about these guys. I think they got to go offensive tackle. Is Bucky Brooks going to be right again? Do they go with Talisi Fuaga? It would make sense. They're thin at tackle.
Let's see who it is.
I think what we do is we stretch this episode through the Minnesota Vikings at 11. You cool with that?
Sure.
Let's get through 11 through the interesting picks because nobody cares about the Broncos. Denver's like, wait, what? We have to pick?
Oh, all right.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, no, what?
Oh, no, I was just being Denver, you know.
Denver.
Them being confused and all.
I think Atlanta, depending on what Tennessee Atlanta does, Chicago probably goes wide out here because, like you said, Rome is still there. Can you imagine? Would this be the second coming of Burrow and Chase?
I mean, it could in theory.
I love it. I love the possibility that could exist. All right, come on. Update. Pick is in. We're all getting old here waiting for you to tell us who's got picked. Who's got picked? I'm only two beers in, folks.
So you weren't a fan of the first beer?
No, I wouldn't. I don't even know how to describe it. God. Honestly, don't even know how to describe it. By the way, this beer is somewhat pretentious. It's got a recommended serving temperature on it.
Wow.
Yeah, it should be served at 46 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm like, you don't tell me what temperature I drink my beer at. You don't tell me what the fuck. All right, come on. This pick has been in forever. Saquon Barkley is officially gone from the Giants. Where did he go?
He went to the Eagles.
Well, good for him. Jeez, talk about the rich getting richer.
Yeah, we'll see how many games he lasts, Mr. Penn State running back.
Hey, if he stays healthy, then my nephew is an Eagles fan.
How did that happen?
Because his dad is a Giants fan, and the Giants are bad, and the Eagles are good, so...
Oh, all right. I mean, that's fair.
Last year, this is a great funny story, but we're still waiting for the Titans picked update. Last year, the week after the Eagles beat the Chiefs, I went to their house for a family function, and he shows up in an Eagles jersey. This kid, he's like 7.
Oh, really?
And he comes downstairs, and he's wearing his Eagles jersey. And he looks at me and goes, hey, B, my Eagles beat your Chiefs. And stands there with this big shit-eating grin. And I looked at him and I said, that's true. You guys won one football game. How many Super Bowls has the Eagles won? And his smile just melted. And he went, I don't know. And I went, well, I'll tell you. They haven't won one since my Chiefs won 3. Or at that point, it was 2. My Chiefs won 2. And he runs out of the room screaming, Dad, to go confirm that my fact is correct.
The Titans have selected C.J. Latham, offensive tackle.
J.C. Latham.
Yes.
J.C. Latham. So here we've reached the tackle portion of the draft. But you know what? You've got Tony Pollard. That's a pick that makes sense.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a pick that makes sense. You need help at left tackle. Every person on the Titans depth chart at left tackle right now is injured. All of them.
Was what's his name right with the pick?
No. He wanted Talisi Fuaga from Oregon State.
Ah.
So, all right. So that leads us to the Atlanta Falcons. Now, the Falcons, I'm looking at their depth chart. Cousins, Bijan, Drake London, Darnell Mooney, Rondale Moore, Ray Ray McLeod is there now.
You like that?
I kind of feel like they need defensive help here. And we're at that point in the draft where defensive help is probably your best option.
You know what's crazy is like a lot of the people in the draft are juniors.
Is it? I didn't pay attention to years at all. Yeah,
it's kind of crazy to me.
Oh, the pick is in for Atlanta. Atlanta really wants us to get through the Vikings tonight.
Well, that's good. Thank you, Atlanta.
Which puts the Bears on the clock. So unless Jesus. This pick is Adunze, I think Adunze, whoever the Bucky thinks Byron Murphy, the second defensive tackle from Texas, goes here. Yeah.
No, watch the Bears take Brock Bowers.
Which would mess up the draft because that's who they think is going to the Jets at 10. He thinks Bowers is going to the Jets.
Yeah, I think for the first time in a long time, the Jets taking a tight end, if he's there, the Jets taking a tight end first round is correct.
Makes sense. Yeah. For the first time in a long time, it actually makes sense. I tried to show my wife that Johnny Mitchell. Johnny Mitchell wasn't drafted. He was a... who was it that was drafted? Was
Kyle
that?
Brady.
Yeah, the Kyle Brady pick. So, all right, I got to run to the restroom really quick. Keep talking, Craig. The beer runs right through me tonight. Let's see. Who is going to go with this pick to the Atlanta Falcons? Craig will tell you momentarily.
The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, I think the Falcons. Yeah, the Falcons need defensive help. There's three people, like top tier people. At least, you know, going by the grading system that the NFL uses. Dallas Turner, Jarrett Verse, and the Latu guy. I think any one of them would probably be needed because Atlanta needs a lot of help. They need more than a little help. They need a lot of help. Definitely defense. If they do take Brock Bowers, I won't be shocked because anytime someone picks a player that you really don't think they're going to pick and they pick them, like, doesn't really shock me anymore. I've watched too many drafts. I will say, though, there is a defensive guy. His name is Chop Robinson.
That's a name.
That is a football name. He is from Penn State. Not a running back.
I'll be shocked. I'll be shocked they take tight end here just because they're so deep at tight end. Kyle Pitts, and they've got like three guys behind him.
True. Is the Kyle Pitts experiment over?
No. Well, we'll find out, won't we? I don't think so, but.
I really don't remember using tight ends a lot. So, but we'll see.
But what tight end? Well, all right. So careful when you say this, Britt. What tight end did he have? Was there a tight end? All right. So I'm doing a search.
In his history?
In his tenure, yeah.
There you go. That's the word.
All right, here we go. Vikings tight end year by year, 2016 to 2020. Kyle Rudolph was there.
Not bad.
Kyle Rudolph was targeted 132 times in 2016.
Okay.
I see a lot of Kyle Rudolph, Irv Smith. Yeah, okay. So essentially, Kyle Rudolph and Irv Smith were the only guys who got a ton of targets, and nobody got over 850 yards. So if you want to be technical about it, Kyle Rudolph gets 184 yards in 2016, and that's it. Nobody ever comes close after that.
Wow.
Michael Penix Jr., quarterback. Oh, my God. Okay, that's a shock.
Are they assuming Kirk Cousins is... How many years did he sign? Two? They gave him a lot of money.
They're already... So people who are like, what the hell? Michael Penix Jr., quarterback from Washington, is the pick at eight.
He only
4
signed...
year, $180 million.
Wow.
What the hell is that pick? What the hell is that pick?
Are they concerned... Are they concerned about... Did something happen in the last 3 months that no one knows about other than people in Atlanta? I mean,
if you're thinking... Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, are they trying to do what the Packers did with Jordan Love?
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's just have this dude sit behind Cousins until he doesn't want to play anymore.
and that might be it. The problem with that mentality is you're not the Packers.
This is true.
The Packers had Aaron Rodgers and an established running game and an established wide receiver and an established defense.
Yes.
Atlanta has nothing. This is like going to McDonald's and saying, I'm going to have a Big Mac. And what they say, what would you like with that? Double cheeseburger. You already have the burger, motherfucker. Get some French fries. Get an ice cream cone. Bears pick is in.
That was fast.
I'm sorry. That pick makes zero sense to me. With all of your needs, that's where you go?
That's the only reasoning my brain can make up is they're trying to do what the Packers did.
But the Packers were good.
Yes, there is that.
The Packers were good.
Yeah.
I mean, following a successful business model is not a terrible idea. That's why Burger King started doing things. You know, Burger King rose up after McDonald's. I guess I'm hungry because I'm talking about food. You know, these places follow successful models. But if you're not in the proper place, you can't follow the model. This makes absolutely no sense to me. Is this the first pick of the draft where we're really shaking our heads?
Yeah, I think so.
The Bears are going to take a wide receiver here, right? They're going to take Rome.
It would make sense, but again, I don't know.
They've got DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Tyler Scott. Okay, their defense is decent. They've got, you know, Montez Sweat is still on a defensive end. They could use some help in a secondary, but it's not a primary concern. And taking this kid might give them return help, because right now Velus Jones is their slated returner. I mean, if they take the wide receiver here, or if they take wide receiver or offensive line, and I'm Sean, because guys, Sean is a big Bears fan forever. I'm thrilled. That's just fantastic. Jets are on the clock. We're going to hang around through pick 11 and then sign off, just because we both have to work in the morning. How are we doing on time? We're actually making... All right, we're about an hour and 10 minutes in. So this will be like a 90-minute episode, which is fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, we're so... You guys did such a great job managing time on our server, so... All right, come on. Pick is in. Tell me who the pick is. I can't trust Pluto, because Pluto is wigging out.
Wait a minute. The Vikings and Jets have swapped spaces.
Even before... The Vikings moved up to 10. You're right. The Vikings have moved up to 10. Vikings are on the clock now while we officially wait for the Jets, the Bears pick. What on... You know what it is?
It's Rome
Odunze. Rome Odunze goes to the Bears. You know what it was? It's because Michael Penix went, and there was a chance the Jets would go after McCarthy.
Yep.
That's what it was. That says to me, the Vikings had two guys on their list, Penix and McCarthy, and they didn't think Penix would... So Penix goes to Atlanta, which is an absolute shock. So the Vikings pick up the phone and go, hey,
you want to be
that
my
JJ McCarthy guy? Yeah, you like that JJ McCarthy guy? What would it take for you not to take him? That's essentially what just happened. Because that's technically collusion, by the way. If a team agrees not to take somebody on a record, that's collusion. But trading the pick so that you take him first is not.
Exactly. They're like, hey, would you rather have the tight end dude? Because, you know, you can have him right now.
do we know what this pick cost them? Do we have trade details yet?
I think they just switched spaces. They literally just swap spots.
Yeah, but the Jets ain't doing that for free.
I don't see.
The Vikings did not call the Jets and go do me a solid. They're getting compensation here. They're getting another pick. They have to get another pick out of this.
Let's see. I don't see it anywhere. I mean, I'm sure they are.
It's going to be posted eventually.
Yeah. I'm not seeing it anywhere, though.
There's got to be a place, live NFL draft coverage. Here we go. Tracker and analysis on USA Today. Scrolling down. Vikings are on the clock. Yes, we know. Okay, they haven't even updated the Bears pick yet, so they're way behind. Jets, Vikings, trade. It's on NFL. Vikings are getting number 10 and number 203. The Jets get number 11 and number 129 and number 157.
Oh, all right.
So the moving up one spot, the Vikings had to move down 50 spots on one pick and give up number 129 overall, which is what, a fourth or fifth rounder?
Yeah.
So they gave up a fifth rounder and they moved from the sixth to the seventh round. Yeah. Hey, DM. Yes, absolutely. We are reporting live on the NFL draft. Now, the plus side is we said we were going to hang out until the Vikings drafted.
Well, now we have to see what the Jets do, I think.
I think we have to stick around to see what the Jets do at 11. And then we will sign off tonight. But yeah, this is kind of weird. I mean, okay. So do you really think there was any chance the Jets took McCarthy at 10?
I don't think so. I think the Jets were going to take Brock. I think that's who they want.
Which is why they were willing to trade with the Vikings.
Yep.
The Atlanta Falcons threw this pick into absolute chaos.
Yep.
This is all because of that pick.
Yes.
Renier says, no, the Jets weren't going to take him, but Denver or Raiders might have traded up. So, okay, so that's an interesting theory, too. Did the Jets pay the Vikings, basically, the Vikings pay the Jets a better wage than they were getting offered for Denver? So on the Minnesota Vikings. And the Jets call, I'm sorry, I'm the Jets, and the Vikings call and are like, hey, what are you doing at pick 10? Oh, we don't know. I mean, we've been hearing from Denver and Vegas that they might want to trade up. Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, they're interested in trading up. Okay, well, we'll better their offer. Is that what happened?
It could be. It could be.
There's no question J.J. McCarthy's going here. I will be absolutely shocked if anybody but J.J. McCarthy goes here. But that excellent point by Rainier, that is absolutely possible that there be that the Jets engage in a bidding war because yeah. they all drafted the next four picks, right? So nobody was paying like premium prices.
Nope. I think
to move up.
Right after the Falcons picked, like, you know, the Jets phone lines were busy.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as Atlanta took Penix, all of a sudden this chaos erupted. Cuz we knew the Bears were, what do I think? I think it's entirely possible that the Jets saw an opportunity with Atlanta. Atlanta taking Penix is the key point, is the crux of this, right? None of this happens if they don't reach for Penix. The moment they reach for Penix, the New York Jets phone is ringing off the hook. And that's where all, if the Falcons take the offensive lineman that we discussed, whose name I can't pronounce, Fugazi or whatever the hell his name was, they take him. We know the Bears aren't taking quarterback because they selected the quarterback at one overall. We know that's going to happen. This all happens because Atlanta sits there and goes, nope, we're going to take our quarterback of the future now. Penix is really good, just a waste of their resources for this year. That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Your house is completely on fire. Every room has caught fire, and instead, you're adding on to the shed.
Yeah, I think
that's what this pick is.
I think they're just trying to do what the Packers did. That's my theory.
And it's entirely possible, and that formula has worked. It's worked in Green Bay. It worked in Kansas City with Alex Smith handing off. Now, granted, they weren't perennial good, but Alex Smith was really coming on. Come back from the injury. They won 13 games that year. This transitional approach to your quarterback has worked across multiple teams in the past, but those teams have been mildly or moderately successful. Atlanta hasn't had success since their last Super Bowl in like 1996.
That's when the Patriots ruined their Super Bowl.
Exactly, Rainier. It worked in Green Bay because they're already good. That's exactly my point. It won't work in Atlanta because Atlanta is not good. You have to prioritize your needs. And I understand reorganizing and saying, here's where we're strong. Let's solidify this. And next year, we will get there. That's essentially what the Chargers did with Joe Alt. The Chargers take Joe Alt at 5, not to win this year, but to win in years to come. This Falcons pick just defies logic. He can be the best quarterback on the board. He can be the best player on the board. Now, I'm going to go to bed after this episode is over. If I wake up tomorrow morning and the Atlanta Falcons have made some sort of deal for Michael Penix that gets them 3 picks over the next year or two, it makes a lot of sense. And I can't think Atlanta's playing that far ahead. That they're looking at this and saying, the Vikings, the Broncos, and the Raiders all need quarterbacks, and there's only 2. I can't imagine they're that savvy right now.
Oh my God, Minnesota, just pick.
Yeah, seriously, what the hell's going on? Because my Pluto keeps bugging out, so I've minimized it.
Right now it's a commercial, so it doesn't matter.
All right, come on. Seriously, that kind of trade never happens in NFL, according to Rainier. That's an NBA thing. Agreed. And when those kind of things happen, it's usually way in advance, right?
Yep.
Think about Eli Manning to the Giants. The Chargers drafted him knowing they were going to trade him to the Giants 5 minutes later. So if Michael Penix was taken here and it's not to be a Falcon, then we're going to hear about a trade in the next 10 to 15 minutes. It is J.J. McCarthy in the least shocking pick of all time. This kid better be a fucking Hall of Famer. Can we just say that? He better be a freaking Hall of Famer for all the trouble that he has caused. Yeah, it's not his fault. I make it sound like he caused all this trouble. J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings. Craig, what do you think?
It took them really way too long to pick.
Yes.
I think we all knew that was going to happen, but
The Jets 11th pick is in.
Yeah, because they
I just got notified. The New York Jets have made their pick. We didn't even have time to talk about this.
I think the Jets knew who they were taking.
So the Vikings have Sam Darnold and Nick Mullins. So they can, and again, they don't want to be good this year. Well, maybe they do. Justin Jefferson, Aaron Jones, Jordan Addison, TJ Hockenson. I think they can bring this kid along. Great business for the Jets here, thanks to the Falcons. The only thing that makes sense to me about why the Vikings took so long is that they were talking to the Broncos and the Raiders and trying to repackage the pick. And I can't imagine that to be the case.
I mean, maybe. Or someone called them.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Yeah, we traded up. Oh, yeah, we're taking McCarthy. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you really want him, do you? Okay, what are you going to give me? What do you give me? Because I just traded up to get this mofo, so you better triple what I just gave him.
It's like trading in our league.
So who do the Jets pick here? What do you like here for a Jets pick?
I'm going with they take Brock at tight end.
I think that makes the most sense.
I think
sense.
They haven't had a good tight end in a very long time. And I liked CJ Uzuma. It didn't work. But
Brock Bowers makes the most sense. They need help at wideout too, but the good wideouts are gone. I mean, I'm scrolling down. Again, I'm looking at Bucky's. The next best wideout is Brian Thomas Jr., and he is not slated to go to the pick 18.
Or they do what I said, and they take Kool-Aid and have him line up across from Sauce. There you go.
The all-name draft. Okay, let's have this conversation really quickly while we're waiting for the Jets. Rome Odunze goes to the Bears.
Yep.
If you're the Bears radio announcer right now, you know there's like a 99% chance this kid's going to catch at least one touchdown, right? They're going to try to utilize him out the gate.
One would hope, yeah.
There's right. If you're the radio announcer for the Bears, do you fight the pick, the fight the urge to say something like Rome has been built in a day? Or do you just go with it because you're a cheese ass?
I think if you're on the radio, I think you just go with it.
That is why I could never get by John Sterling.
Oh, he was awesome.
He had the voice, he had the temperament, but he always gave in to the it's an A-bomb from A-Rod mentality.
He did have a lot of sayings. Just like that's but baseball.
Let's
Susan.
Be honest. As long as it's not Susan Waldman.
Oh, she's there even more now. And now with the new guy, there's no chemistry. And the last game I listened to, someone gave him a giant like Italian sandwich on ciabatta bread, and she didn't know what it was. And it was 10 minutes of him explaining to her what the sandwich was.
50 years ago, that woman was an absolute trailblazer in sports journalism. She was the one who stood up and said female journalists should be allowed into freaking clubhouses and not have to stare at men and men Wang. Oh my God. The Jets dropped an offensive tackle from Penn State.
Yep. Pronounce that. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Deep breath. I'm two beers in. Alamuia Fashanu. Okay. No. Alamuia Fashanau. Fashanu? Fashanau. Aluma Yiwe Fashanu. I like this pick because your offensive line was brutally bad. Why your running backs keep getting hurt.
Yes, that's a good pick. I can't.
Now on the plus side, Rainier said about 5 minutes ago on Twitch, because we're recording and on Twitch today. Rainier was like, "I hate first round tight ends," and in a general rule, I agree with him.
Yes,
and I think there was a conversation. Pick is in for the Denver Broncos. This is good because we can go like another pick or two. There was a conversation. Somebody in that room said, do we all want to be remembered as the second coming of Kyle Brady? That conversation happened, kids.
It did.
All right, we're going to see Denver Broncos pick, and then we're going to do final thoughts. The Denver Broncos are such a tire fire. I don't even know what they pick here.
They should just pick someone. I don't think
I'm looking honestly, at their starting lineup on the offensive side, and I see nothing I like.
It,
so
honestly,
all of it's,
it doesn't matter what they need everything. It doesn't matter what they pick.
Jarrett Stidham is right now with Zach Wilson as the backup. the projected starter. Javonte Williams is great if he can stay healthy. Cortland Sutton, I think, is done. Josh Reynolds, I'm shocked he's there. Marvin Mims Jr., I didn't even know he was there. Here's a name. Watch this name. Lil Jordan Humphrey.
All right.
Lil Jordan. sounds like a bad newspaper cartoon character. All right, so we'll go through the Denver Broncos, and then we'll wrap up with final thoughts. So thank you, everybody, who joined us tonight on Twitch. DM was here. Rainier was here. Thank you guys for your insights. We only do this a couple times a year where we do the live show / recording, so we appreciate it. Now the Denver Broncos are going to take 25 minutes.
At least.
Here's breaking news. No one cares who you pick. Your own fans don't care who you pick right now.
No, they just want you to pick someone.
They if you picked ham sandwich right now, they'd be thrilled. There is no bad pick. Rainier hopes Turner falls to the Seahawks. Now, I am well known as a guy who does not follow college, so I've got to scrolling maybe, down. Oh, Dallas Turner.
What if the Broncos take Bo Nix?
What?
I'm just saying. He's the next quarterback in the list.
They have so many holes.
They do. It honestly does not matter what the Broncos take. They literally need everything.
And realistically, Bo Nix is not going to go in the first round, right? We've already seen, what, 5 QBs go? There's no way.
He's the last one on the list. I can see the Raiders taking him.
Oh, you know, I can't disagree with that because the Raiders haven't made a good pick since Marcus Allen. So, what was the name of that guy they drafted at 1 who lasted like 3 seasons and walked out with $70 million?
Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell.
And you know, like, I forgot who they compared him to. Like, stat-wise, he was close to someone last season. I'll have to find out who it was. Because I was like, oh my god, really? their stats weren't that far off.
Oh, you know, Rainier got a point. They did draft Sebastian Janikowski.
That's true.
That is probably the last good pick they've ever made. Oh my god, I can't believe this.
This is where you're
supposed to get into the teams that like are contenders. Like this 10 through 20 block are the guys who almost made a playoff last year are only supposed to be one or two pieces away. But we're talking about Denver, Vegas, and New Orleans.
I wonder why they didn't take the Jets didn't take Fugawa.
He's sliding down the board. Bucky Brooks had him much higher than this. And as we know, he had him at
or Barton
7 to the Titans.
Although Barton's a center.
Love of cheese.
So
this is the part, and this is everybody wants the flashy player in the draft, right? But drafts are won in the middle to late rounds. These guys here, and I know this is still the first round. I know, but these are the places where drafts are won. You put out a picture earlier today of the year the Bengals took Akili Smith.
Yes.
And your comment was, I would take any of the 10 guys who came after him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Rainier says this is a commercial break, that we're waiting on the NFL to get
so
their commercials
here's
in.
Here's the 1999 draft, like the top.
All right, you tell them this.
Top
I got to make one more run to the restroom.
Okay, in 1999, top 12 picks. The Browns, they select Tim Couch. The Eagles, they select Donovan McNabb. The Bengals, they select Akili Smith. Yay. The Colts select Edgerrin James. The Saints select Ricky Williams. The Rams select Torrey Holt. The Washington, at the time, Redskins, select Champ Bailey. The Cardinals select David Boston. The Lions select Chris Claiborne. The Ravens select Chris McAllister. The Vikings, at 11, select Dante Culpepper. Literally, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 picks after the Bengals would have been better than Akili Smith. Any one of them. Oh, yeah, and Edgerrin James and Champ Bailey are both in the Hall of Fame now. So there's that as well. So, yeah.
Oh, my God, they took Bo Nix. I can't believe it.
I am
honestly stunned.
So who are their quarterbacks now?
Jarrett Stidham, Zach Wilson, Ben DiNucci, and Bo Nix. Yeah, that's not accidental silence there. Craig and I don't know what to say. All right, you know what? Let's move on to final thoughts. Because I need to go to bed. And I got nothing left after that. There's like 15 people that are better fits there than Bo Nix. Everyone is drafting their quarterback for the future without having a body to use now.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Craig, final thoughts.
This was really fun to do. This was a fun draft, and I want to thank the Atlanta Falcons for screwing it up for everyone.
You know, everything was going so well, and then all of a sudden, Michael Penix Jr.,
yep,
who probably answered his phone and went, really?
He was probably like, yeah, I'll order dinner.
It's like, your phone's ringing. Man, don't mess with me. No, your phone's ringing. All right, my final thought tonight is just, for those of you who do Dynasty Fantasy Football, your season begins tonight. Yes. Many of you will have a draft in the next 2 weeks. For the rest of us, it is time to start looking at comparisons and let them break things down. But we have a whole weekend ahead of us. The draft is neither won nor lost in round one. Well, that's not true. You can lose the draft in round one. I would argue the Denver Broncos may have lost the draft already. But let's see what happens for them. In the meantime, go enjoy the rest of the draft. We have plenty of time to figure out who wins, who loses, how the pieces fall out, and trades are going to happen. We know that. So in the meantime, if you'd like to reach out to us, the best way to reach out to us is via email. We are fignutsdfs@gmail.com. We're also on Facebook, the Football Fig Nuts Podcast. We are still on Twitter, but we never check it, so don't bother. You know, and I think that's about it. Other than thanks, Deb. Hi, Deb. Did I lose Craig?
Nope, there you are. We're good.
Yeah. So, hi, Deb. And hi, Deb. I think that's it. So, until next week when the draft and this weirdness has had time to settle in, my name is Britt.
I'm Craig.
And we are the Football Fig Nuts Podcast.